Over the past year, the legal brothel industry in Nevada has been under pressure from activists who aim to ban the practice, claiming that women rampantly are trafficked through the brothels. Many brothel owners say they haven't faced pushback to this extent before. I wanted to explore how the business owners are responding. And just a quick note, this story discusses violence and sexuality, and so some of its content might not be appropriate for all of our listeners. I'm at likely one of the few places in Nevada where you're not going to find a local, the Las Vegas Strip. And I've got a quiz for the tourists here.
Where are you from?
Sherwood Park, Alberta.
So, true or false, prostitution is legal in Las Vegas?
True.
It's not. It's not legal in Clark County. In fact, the nearest brothel is in Pahrump, an hour's drive away. Yet, just down the street, a woman is handing out cards with nude women on them to visitors, advertising escorts to, well, hang out with you. It's legal to hire these women to accompany you, but when it comes to paying them for sex, that crosses the line legally. Confusing, right? Rebecca Charleston agrees. She says this was something her pimp forced her to do when they were in Vegas. Her lawyer, Jason Guanasso, claims by allowing legal brothels to exist, the state is violating the Federal Mann Act, which prohibits interstate travel for immoral purposes, like prostitution. The industry, Charleston argues, attracts illegal traffickers to the state.
I believe Nevada is a sex tourism state. I think so many people operate under the misconception, especially with the tagline, "What happens here stays here." I mean, it almost encourages that behavior.
Charleston's trafficker first forced her into prostitution when she was a homeless teen in Texas.
I still have flashbacks, and I can feel my brain sloshing back and forth in my head like it used to when he hit me. You know, you can't even explain it without having gone through something similar and understanding the dynamics.
Years later, in the early 2000s, she was trafficked to Nevada, which she says has a huge customer base. And sometimes her trafficker would send her and the other women he was trafficking to brothels.
If we were getting arrested too much in a city, or if we weren't making enough money, our trafficker would send us to legal brothels in Nevada as a form of punishment and control.
Charleston says this went on without the brothel's knowledge.
Traffickers are skilled at staying behind the scenes. You know, our trafficker put everything in our names. I mean, they know how to evade detection.
Now, multiple brothel owners claim that no one is ever trafficked in the businesses. Each worker has to complete an FBI check, which the owners say would prevent trafficking. Since last year, Reno lawyer Jason Guanasso has been a vocal opponent of legal prostitution. He's attempted to ban the brothels in multiple Nevada counties through ballot questions and petitions, though those attempts have failed.
I think there's a reluctance of men, especially men who are willing to buy sex. There's a reluctance to understand the humanity of the person on the other side of the transaction from them.
Now, he's taken a different approach. He's representing Rebecca Charleston and two others in a federal lawsuit against the state of Nevada, which has requested the suit be dismissed. The women say they were trafficked in Nevada, and Guanasso argues because brothels are legal here, that industry attracts more illicit behavior to the state. Brothel owners say their businesses actually help fight trafficking and keep workers safe because clients use mandatory condoms and there are various on-site security measures.
Hey guys, we are that legal licensed brothel here in Wells, Nevada.
Here at Bella's Hacienda Brothel, Layla, that's her stage name, is chatting on a CB radio. She's looking out a window as semis drive by on Interstate 80 in eastern Nevada.
So come on off those roads. We sure do love our drivers here at Bella's.
Bella Cummins is the owner of Bella's Hacienda in Wells. She says there needs to be a stronger cultural distinction between what goes on under the grip of a pimp and what happens at a licensed establishment. And that starts with the vocabulary we generally use as a society.
Right now, everything is linked under one P word, which is prostitution. And that word really has nothing to do with identifying legal sex services that I like to call sensual services. There's a lot more to do with being a therapist.
Story County Commissioner Lance Gilman is another brothel owner. His business is the Mustang Ranch just east of Reno. He's taking a straight legal approach by adding himself as a defendant to the federal lawsuit that anti-brothel lawyer Jason Guanasso filed against the state. Gilman says going to this extent isn't about him. It's about the women.
The reason the ladies come to legal brothels primarily is because they're safer. If they're on the illegal side of the industry in any city in the nation, and they're there everywhere, there's really no safety from the predators.
Along with joining the suit, Gilman hired a public relations company for the first time in order to help educate the public about what he says happens at the brothels, and has held an open house for media to come see his ranch. While Gilman wants to add transparency in order to normalize sex work, Guenasso says that could be dangerous. Growing up here, Guenasso remembers how some of his friends would have encounters at brothels that were arranged by their fathers for their 18th birthdays, like a rite of passage.
So then that was something that young men bragged about and talked about. And you, as a teenager, you react to that kind of, you laugh, you joke, you don't take it very seriously, because in a teenager's mind, I don't think that there's a connection between the state of the law and the humanity.
Whether brothels encourage trafficking or prevent it, it's going to be up to the courts to decide if Nevada's brothel system will be preserved. Bree Zender, KUNR News.